nationally recognized for local news excellence. You're getting the News Edge with a weekend news update.
News Edge News Time 801, Joshua Clausen and Alan Watts in the WKDZ News Edge Newsroom as we get you the latest information on this winter storm that is tracking through West Kentucky. We're 11, but feels like 3 below zero in Cadiz at this point. Feels like 5 below zero in Princeton, 6 below zero in Hopkinsville, and feels like 2 in Elkton and Todd County. We start off the broadcast with Justin Gibbs from the National Weather Service in Paducah. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Well, let's get the latest update. What is the weather forecast looking like for today and tomorrow for our portion of West Kentucky, the Pennyrow region?
Yeah, it still looks like a major winter storm tracks through the area. We've had snow start up overnight, going to give everybody a light glaze and dusting of snow up to about an inch in a few places. We can already see the heavier precip forming up in eastern Arkansas and southwest Tennessee. That'll be moving into the area in the next few hours. We'll have a period of heavier precip mixed in with some sleet, maybe some freezing rain. It'll decrease in intensity for a few hours and then pick back up where it left off overnight tonight into Sunday morning with some more heavy snow and occasionally heavy sleet. So everything's on track, you know, at least 5-6 inches of snow, and in some places probably closer to 10 to 12 inches where it maximizes.
Now, of course, the main concern with this, not just the snow, but some ice possibilities as well. How is that looking for the Pennyrow?
Looks like it's still pretty well on track. If anywhere, you know, especially the further south you go, the higher risk of that. So, you know, talking about like Southern Trigg, Christian, Todd counties, that would be the higher risk that we get enough ice that it is impactful. We're talking up to like a quarter inch accretion, which is the threshold where we start to see it really start to strain things. We still think the majority of this falls as heavy snow, but there will be some sleet mixed in, maybe up to an inch of sleet. And then about, like I said, a light glaze to up to a tenth to a quarter inch of freezing rain, in addition to 4 or 5 inches of snow. So we're kind of getting it all at once there.
Well, absolutely. And Justin, once we move past the winter weather moving through, the winter weather precip moving through, temperatures are not going to rise above freezing anytime soon, are they?
No, it is dangerously cold, and it will stay that way. The coldest conditions will be Sunday night and Monday night, it looks like. But we still, through the next 7 days, don't have temperatures forecast to rise above freezing through Friday to Saturday. We may get close on Tuesday, but with the snowpack, I doubt it. And then, yeah, through Saturday. So we're looking at an extremely unusual period of below freezing temperatures for its length and intensity. It's going to be humongous impacts on our travel, and it's going to take longer than usual to dig out of this thing because it's just not going to warm up.
Well, absolutely. Well, Justin Gibbs from the National Weather Service in Paducah, thank you for joining us this morning.
Sure.
And that's the latest weather update from the National Weather Service in Paducah this morning. We'll turn it over to Alan Watts.
Hey, thank you very much, Joshua Clausen. And, yeah, I know that's probably, we were kind of talking here in the studio a while ago, that's probably been one of the biggest struggles, really, to see what the National Weather Service says is going to happen out there and going to take place. And got in the studio with us this morning, a great crew here. These guys are out there, normally out there working, and they are working this morning, and all their crews are as well. But thought they'd join us here for a few minutes. Craig Oakley, Cadiz Public Works Director, Brandon Calhoun, Tree K Road Supervisor, and David Bryant, the mastermind behind the emergency management as well. And we're kind of watching this. And so whoever wants to go first, David, if you want to talk a little bit about, obviously you've been watching this system and watching what's going on here for, like Justin said, for the National Weather Service, we've been watching it all week and making plans and kind of talking about what's out there. Tell us what you're looking at and what we're seeing across the county this morning.
Well, you know, we've got roughly a half inch of snow, maybe up to inch in places. Roads are covered. It's so cold. Salt is working some, but it's not a lot. And for the extended period of cold we're going to have, and I think today and tonight we're going to have quite a bit more snow or something coming, and it could get pretty tough, and it's going to be here for a while.
Exactly right. Of course, that brings about the question, I guess the first question, roads and road clearing. Brandon Calhoun, County Road Foreman. Brandon, tell us a little bit about the road clearing efforts, what you guys are up to this morning, and what your crews are out there working on.
We're just trying to hit the main routes this morning. We're going to help the state out a little bit and work into our areas. We're going to hit some of their roads on our way to our regular routes, but then just kind of loop over those as much as possible today to try to get the main routes open. And then once tomorrow rolls around and it slows down a little bit, we'll expand out into the more secondary and third tier roads.
So. Kind of hard to do a lot until you actually see what's going to happen.
Exactly right. And this storm here is, we've heard anywhere from 0 to 15 inches, and not for sure when it was going to start, when it's going to stop. So it's just a different ballgame. I mean, the temperatures too, it plays in a big role as far as what you can and can't do. So
I know you guys talked about it at fiscal court earlier this week, Tree County Fiscal Court. But you guys have, how many, tell us a little bit about the capabilities for the county. What have you got ready out there? What's ready to go in case it's needed?
We've got 9 units ready to go there. We've got 4 of our bigger trucks. We've got 2 tractors with greater blades. We've got 3 regular, we've got 2,500 pickups, a 3,500 one ton that with a plow and salt spreader on it. I've also reached out to local area farmers, and I've got several of those in their areas that are going to work in their areas and kind of help keep those roads knocked down until we can get around to a final count, I guess you'd say.
And how many miles of roads do you have? I know if a man knows it, he probably does.
We have roughly 440 miles on our setup, counting what the state and the city's got. So,
and you guys help out the state, I guess, in some respects too, if you need to.
When we can. A lot of times we'll help them out on the way to where our roads are at, because we have to drive up like everybody else does. So, usually if it's very bad, we'll go and try to hit it on the way to where we're going. So
a few years ago, I rode with Brandon. It's quite interesting to see how, you know, you see a snowplow and you think, how is it really inside that snowplow? It was pretty interesting to see that, for sure. I really enjoyed riding with you that day. And, yeah, may get Josh in there with you these days. So, but we'll talk a little bit about that in just a second. Craig Oakley, Cadiz Public Works Director. Craig, appreciate you being out here as well this morning.
Yes,
and tell us, the city, what are you guys doing in the city to clear things up and make sure things are rolling out there?
Well, of course, as everybody knows, and other departments did as well, we put down some brine on all the streets to try to get ahead of it some. We did run over everything this morning with a thin layer of salt, and as long as the salt will work, we will use it. But I really feel like with the way temperatures are going to be, it's going to get to the probably to the point to where we'll be just pushing snow, and it would probably be salting at a later time. We've got 4 trucks running, and we are going to run. We've got it split up into 2 crews, and we're going to run round the clock until it's over with.
And that's really what it takes. But, you know, I think one thing to note, and we've asked this, and David Bryant may want to comment about this too. You know, we ask people to stay home and not get out unless you absolutely have to. And surely everybody's bought all the bread and milk they can in the last couple of days, David. So maybe they can stay home a little bit and let folks work, let these guys do the work.
Well, yeah, you would think so. Hopefully everybody's got a plan, and they've planned ahead for this kind of thing. It's going to be here a while. It really is. All next week, even through next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, the temperatures are going extremely cold. So we do have, if somebody has an issue, we've got a shelter down at the basement of the courthouse open. Doors are open. You can go in, warm up, whatever. And there's also a shelter. Private citizen has it in Cerulean at the old Courtner store.
Okay,
there,
store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it comes bad and we have to open other shelters, we have some available, right. So we can use those. If anybody has an issue, they can call Tree County Dispatch at 522-8888. If there's a massive power outage, we've got places that's got generators, that type of thing. We try to plan everything, but sometimes your best plan still has holes in it. So everybody should try to have their own plan to take care of themselves for a period of 7 days here.
Sure. Chris K. Emergency Management Director Randy Graham joining us by phone this morning too. Randy, tell us about preparation, what you guys are doing in Christian County this morning.
Oh, much the same as you guys have just talked about Tree County, just trying to knock off what's already fallen and kind of waiting to determine what else falls and take care of it as it falls. But as I said, the temperatures are going to be so low, it's going to be here for a while once it gets here.
So, Randy, do you guys, we mentioned about really warming shelters in Tree County. Do you guys have anything available, or are you starting to put things in place, or what?
We've got plans to have multiple locations open. I know the Crofton tornado storm shelter is already open. Of course, the Salvation Army extends their hours to 24 hours during really cold events. And then I know First Baptist Church has talked about opening, and then we've got some other locations that will as the need arises.
So what can folks do? I know we've talked with David and Craig and then Brandon here. Folks just need to stay home unless they absolutely have to get out, don't they?
Yeah, we really try to push that message. But like you said, people want to get out and see what's going on, that type of thing. But once they start getting out and seeing how slick it is, and then they're off the road, then they start creating issues that we have to contend with. And then you're trying to get those big snow plows around, and people are stuck on the side of the road and partially in the road, and it kind of inhibits them from fully clearing the road. So if people would just stay out, let our guys get the roads clear, it'd be a lot better for us.
And I think we talked about this yesterday too, and I will talk with this with David and the crew here in the studio as well in just a minute. But if folks do need assistance, help, and it's not an emergency, don't flood 911. Just call the regular number at ECC, right?
Yeah, it's 270-890-1300. And you know, if you just slid off the side of the road, you know, that's not a 911 emergency if you're not injured. Exactly. Our 911 lines, as they do in Trigg and everywhere else, they just get absolutely covered up during a major event. And I'd say the vast majority of those are not 911 calls. But as David said, you know, if you need assistance, by all means, call the non-emergency number, and we'll get whatever assistance we can to you.
And that sounds good. We appreciate that, Randy. And obviously, you guys stay safe, and let us know if you do have those warming shelters or need to get the word out. We can certainly get the word out there for you and let folks know what's going on to us this morning.
Alan, if you start having trouble with David, let me know. I can head that way and get him out of there for you.
He said if we start having trouble with David Bryant, he can handle it. He can help us out there, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate your updates, and we'll talk with you, I'm sure, soon, sir. Okay? And, of course, good news is right now we're back here in the studio, and, Josh, you're looking at the outage map.
Looking at the outage maps. No outages with Pennywire Electric, but Hopkinsville Electric System has some outages already this morning. Not sure what the cause is, but a good chunk of the city without power right now. This is portions of South Virginia Street, East 24th, includes Hazel Street, East 18th, Coleman Street, all the way up to East 3rd. And along South Campbell Street this morning. So not sure what's going on there, but, obviously power out, but not sure what has caused that already this morning.
So let me ask you this, David Bryant. If people do come to the warming shelter, what do they need to bring with them? Do they just...
It kind of depends. If it's going to be a long power outage, a pillow, blankets, that type of thing, there might not be bedding available. If it's very many people, we have to put people wherever we can.
Right,
and
sure.
Sometimes if we keep the interstate open, that's helpful. But in worst case scenario, we'll put people wherever we can. Right. And you just have to, you know, a lot of times there's nothing there, just a room.
And that's the old knock on wood, I guess, that you could say. But we were talking yesterday morning off the air and on the air, too. But interstate's a major factor for us. We want to keep traffic flowing. If the interstate shuts down like it did 21 years ago, remember very well, that's the morning that Kerry Fowler and Billy Barnes came, got me, and brought me to work because I got both vehicles stuck in the driveways.
Right. And we just don't have the rooms here. There's hardly any hotel rooms. So when you start shutting down thousands of vehicles, then people have to go somewhere, and this is not a good place to get off for that. Great place to visit and all, but for emergency, this is not a great place for that. So
low temperature. So just mainly, I know you, Brandon, you mentioned you guys are helping the state where you can. I-24 for them is a priority, and we'd hope to get maybe Brandon Fowler in with us this morning, but he's out there busy.
Land between the lakes, over there.
So are you, Craig, obviously you guys in the city of Cadiz, another thing, and this is not really an issue so much for surely antique shopping, but hopefully nobody's going to antique shop today. A lot of them are probably closed down, but when things roll up again next week, you guys have to clear the sidewalks too sometimes, and that's probably the last priority for you, but something to deal with.
Yes, that's right. I'm sure we'll be down there, but it'll be well after the roads are clear. The roads are priority because it's really, and David had spoke on it a little bit, and so has Brandon. It's really a team effort, really, between all the departments. We help out the state a little and the county a little, and they help us out as well in return. The main thing is that we deal with a lot is a lot of people just out driving sightseeing, and in town it's it can be close on a lot of our narrow streets. If you don't need to be out there, we'd prefer you stay home.
A lot easier to clear a road or a street, Brandon and Craig, if there are not cars out there than it is when there are cars out there, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it makes a difference. I was going to ask you about Land Between the Lakes. You mentioned that obviously county is saint over Land Between the Lakes. Do you help at all? Does the county help at all in Land Between the Lakes? That's pretty much a state
responsibility. Yeah, rarely we go over there. We have gone over it in years past for funerals and stuff like that on some of the back roads, but rarely we head over there just for a normal routes or anything.
So. Right, yeah. And you guys, you know, people don't think they want the road clear, but they don't think you guys, and Craig, you mentioned a couple of different shifts, and same for you, Brandon. I mean, you guys, it takes a lot of man hours to keep the roads clear.
It really does. I mean, if you've got 9 vehicles running, if you've got 400 miles, that's 50 miles a truck's company for. So, and it's just, you know, the manpower and the equipment, it's just, you can't have it all stand by for one or two times a year, or sometimes no times a year. Yeah. It's a big expense on that aspect.
And thank goodness we don't clear 6, 8, 10 inches of snow very often here, and that's good.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah, but it does take a little time out. And so anything, David, anything on your mind, anything else you need to pass along to folks, let folks know out there as we get ready for this storm to come through and see what's going on here?
Well, one thing about the road mileage on your clearing, that's one way. You know, if you clean both lanes, that's double that mileage, you know, in the city and the county and the state. So you're not, everybody thinks, well, you got 50 miles, 400 miles. That's actually 900 or whatever it is, time you do both sides. So be safe. Take precautions. Check on your neighbors as usual. If you're using generators, keep them away from the house. You know, all the normal things that we've talked about many, many, many times. That's really all I could think of. This cold snap is unusual, very unusual for here. So this long. So just, you know, it's going to be a while. So just hang in there and have patience with everybody. And if you do lose power, hopefully it won't be for very long. But if it is the issue, you know, we'll address that when it happens. We'll get the word out through you guys and others where they can go if they want to go and that kind of thing. So.
And you guys do this. I know the same thing for Christian County and all the counties around us. You make first priority getting those emergency workers to your dispatch folks to work. You're also your folks at the hospital as well.
Right. The law enforcement and fire and rescue and volunteers have been hauling people this morning already to places. Mm-hmm. And we've got to have essential people working. And sometimes you think essential people would be like a doctor or nurse, but sometimes an essential person is somebody who may clean rooms or cook breakfast at the hospital or that kind of thing. So it's a lot more to it than just a doctor or a nurse or something like that. Right. So,
Brandon and Craig, anything else you guys need to pass along this morning while we're here? I mean, obviously we talked about a lot of things here, but I appreciate you guys being here. And Brandon, anything from your standpoint out in the county or in the city, Craig, you guys need to let folks know about as we get ready to embark on this fun next few days?
Well, Alan, our thing with the city is just be patient, be safe when you're out. Please watch for the snow plows and salt trucks as they run up and down the streets.
I just second that. I mean, out in the county where we've got the smaller roads that are basically 1.5 lanes, I mean, if we're trying to plow those roads and people are just out trying to see what the road look like or what it's doing, that leaves us no room, and you can't get a snowplow off the road to let a car go around, because if you do, you're not getting back on the road. So, like you said, just be patient. It's going to be cold for several days, and it's not something going to disappear overnight. So,
and David, you mentioned the electric folks as well. I mean, that's something to take into consideration too, because if power does go out, those guys are like you guys. They're out there working in.
It's not just electric folks, it's the water, the utility folks. Man, it's tough.
You almost guarantee having a water line break somewhere or another.
You have water issues or electrical issues, those guys are up in the air in a bucket or in the ground with water pouring on them, you know, and it can't get any worse. It's just terrible, and people forget about those guys sometimes. And another thing, they forget about you guys, because you guys do a lot for the county, you know, put the information out there, and I know these guys agree with me. So we appreciate everything y'all do. So.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys coming out this morning as well. And, Josh, we might need to take a quick break.
We'll take a break, and we'll continue
Let me say, David Bryant, Trick Emergency Management Director, Craig Oakley, Cadiz Public Works Director, and Brandon Calhoun, County Road Foreman as well with us this morning. We appreciate you guys being here, and go get you a cup of coffee somewhere.
Thank you. News Edge News Time, 8:21.
Happy New Year from Pennyryle Electric. It's time to usher in the new and update your account information. By updating your information, you inch just as you've come to expect. Plus, if you do so before February 28th, you'll automatically be eligible to win $100 in cash or $50 in bill credits. Update your information now at PRECC.com. Best wishes for an amazing new year from Pennyryle Electric.
Brian Chilton with H&R AgriPower. The newest evolution of Farmall elevates performance, comfort, and styling to continue the legacy of this legendary tractor. The new Farmall Medium Utility C-Series features four models that combine power and technology for use on the farm and field. Field Ops connectivity enables geolocation and remote monitoring of machine functions, while heavy-duty front axle, increased hydraulic flow, and more rear lift capacity provide the power to handle more work with ease. Case IH built by Farmer.
Stop by H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today to find out more about the all-new Farmall C.
Happy New Year from Wildcat Chevrolet Cadiz.
This is Michael Oliver. We just want to say thank you for your continued support of our business. We love helping you find the right vehicle for your needs and your budget. We have a good selection of new vehicles and probably the best selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. We think you deserve choices when purchasing a vehicle, along with friendly people and service after the sale.
That's what you'll find at Wildcat Chevrolet Cadiz and at wildcatchevrolet.com.
Ready to take your career to the max? Max Arnold & Sons is hiring tank wagon drivers for our Paducah bulk plant. You'll be home every day, earn a competitive salary with big overtime opportunities, and enjoy full benefits including health, dental, life insurance, 401k match, and paid time off and tuition reimbursement. CDL with Class A hazmat endorsement is required. Apply in person or email me, maxa@maxfuel.net. That's maxa@maxfuel.net. Max Arnold and Sons, drive your future to the max.
News Edge News Time, 822 here on WKDZ and WHVO. We are visiting with Todd County Emergency Management Director Ash Groves. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Josh.
Well, what all is going on in Todd County this morning in regards to this winter storm?
Well, I'm looking out the window right now. A balmy 11 degrees here in Clifty. We've got a little bit of dust and snow, and I've seen the road department's applying salt this morning. I've talked to the county road department. They're out treating trouble spots, and again, the state road department are actively applying salt to the roads. So the dust we have right now will continue to accumulate. The snow will only get heavier throughout the day. The salt will melt it down, and the sub-zero temperatures will probably freeze it overnight. So this storm now has a name. It's Winter Storm Fern. We are under a county state of emergency. Judge Executive Todd Mansfield put us under a county state of emergency starting midnight last night, and that allows him to do certain things with regard to storm response, as far as contracting, bringing on extra worker, approving overtime, that sort of thing. So we're expecting right now, the last models I saw, somewhere between 5 and 8 inches, and that depends on what news agency you subscribe to. It's going to be dangerously cold. I expect this snow to turn into some freezing rain and some sleet in the evening hours overnight. And I would say that if you have activities scheduled for tomorrow morning, you need to consider canceling them because it will be extremely slick. What freezes overnight or what melts during the day because of the salt will freeze overnight and it will be extremely slick. If you have vehicles outside, I would suggest you put something on your windshields to keep a place to see out of. And I would also, some things that people don't consider is during a freezing rain event, your automatic garage doors, those doors will freeze to the seals. So you might consider putting an alternate means of transportation outside, even though you've got you built a nice enclosed garage. You might consider putting something outside so you can get out, because a lot of times those doors, it takes time for them to thaw.
Those are some really good points, and just like across the rest of our region, roads in Todd County are already snow-covered, and you would encourage people to stay home, right?
Absolutely. I haven't seen a lot of traffic on the road this morning. I'm extremely appreciative of that. That allows the road crews to do their jobs. And also, if we have emergency services out, ambulances or fire trucks, they don't have to maneuver around vehicles. So very appreciative of the lack of traffic this morning. I hope that continues through the night. One thing I would also like to mention, as we get some accumulating snow, people that are clearing snow tomorrow at their homes, just be cognizant of your activities. A lot of people have problems with their health once they get out in the snow. Cold temperatures, trying to snow, maybe working some muscles you haven't worked in a long time. Just drink water, take lots of breaks, And for those of us that are going to wake up tomorrow and have pets, I would just ask you to look before you step outside, especially if you're on a leash with their pet. I have two large dogs myself, and they will very often pull me into some ice and pull me down without me even knowing, especially for our older community members that may have dogs when you get outside. I would suggest you just make sure you look outside before you take that step.
Absolutely. Ash Groves, thank you so much. Todd County Emergency Management Director with us this morning on WKDZ and WHVO. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Josh.
Well, I can tell you we do have the updated list of closings, cancellations on our website at WKDZradio.com. Thanks to Tom Rogers for keeping that updated for us. Alan, can you reconnect that? And we'll get our next caller on the air real quick before we get into UK coverage on WKDZ. Give me 1 second.
And Bill Booth standing by on the air this morning with us this morning. So get Bill on here and let Bill's out driving and out and about driving this morning, Josh. And Bill, what kind of road conditions you seeing today?
Josh, Alan, this is News Edge Mobile 3 checking in. Winter Storm Fern got the jump on me. I got up this morning. We got about an inch of snow in Hopkinsville. The secondary roads are completely covered with that inch, but now primary roads, you can see your path. You can still see some of the markings on the roadway. I'm able to see some of the lanes. So I'm staying in my lane today, not being in a big hurry. But what Ash said earlier, I just want to congratulate everybody for staying off the road. There's not many people out. That's making it easier for those of us that have to be out. And seeing some road crews out there working, so it looks like, you know, as well as they can, they're prepared. I've gone through Hopkinsville, the main roads, they're doable if you go slow, and I'm on the four lane now between Hopkinsville and Cadiz, and there's one really good lane. The second lane, you can take it and still see kind of where you're going, but it sounds like with the temperatures, it's not going to be long, fellas, so all this is going to be white.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, take it easy out there. But of course, we encourage people to stay home if they can today. Thank you, Bill, for your report and be safe.
Thank you, gentlemen. 100%. Good luck.
Bill Booth, our operations manager here at WKDZ and WHVO, out probably fixing some technical issues that we've been working with and fighting the last couple of days.
We fight them too. Yeah. We fight them too like everybody else does. When the cold weather hits and the temperatures drop like they are, you're going to have some technical issues out there sometimes. And we have our fair share of them at WKDZ and WHVO, WPKY, WEKT. And so Bill Booth does a great job keeping those things on the air as well.
I was going to talk up the rest of this some of our closings, cancellations, which you can find at WKDZradio.com. And thanks to our sponsors, we'll continue these until we hit UK coverage here in just about a minute. Austin Peay State University closed, that including the Fort Campbell campus, on Monday. All classes and operations are canceled. Residence halls and dining halls remain open. Essential personnel on campus. Bank of Cadiz and Trust Company campuses are closed today. Of course, we'll have several churches coming in throughout the day that will be closed. Cadiz Pharmacy open until 11 o'clock today. So if you have to get out for that, that is open until 11 o'clock. Chick-fil-A Hopkinsville closed today. There's some other events around the area that have been canceled. Divine Intentions in Cadiz closed today. F&B Bank closing at 11 o'clock this morning. They'll open at 9, so 9 to 11 o'clock today. Gigi's Boutique and Marketplace closed today. Herb Hayes Furniture and Hayes Ways to Save closed today. Hopkinsville YMCA, John O. Street Library closed today as well. So many other businesses and organizations that have canceled their events this weekend. We'll be keeping an updated list on our website, WKDZradio.com, and text in your closings cancellations at 270-522-1212. For Alan Watts, I'm Joshua Clausen. We return you to regular programming.